Voice of Indonesia。
Here is the news. Acting head of the National Standardization Agency, Justinus Cristianto, encouraged the contribution of meteorology in effort to handle the impacts of climate change. In a meteorology seminar in the context of World Meteorology Day in Tangerang, Banten, he said that accurate measurements of greenhouse gases will contribute to effort to mitigate disasters due to climate change, including being the basis for making policies in the context of climate change. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, said that President Prabowo Subianto is paying serious attention to the agenda of increasing national oil and gas lifting. One of them is through cooperation with the cooperation contractors, and this was conveyed by Bahlil after meeting with President Prabowo at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, recently. In addition to the lifting issue, Bahlil explained that the meeting also highlighted the acceleration of downstreaming, which has become a government priority. According to Bahlil, President Prabowo has given direction to immediately start implementing strategic downstreaming projects. That's the news.
Tentang pencarian cintaku, tak pentingkan wujudnya, ku hanya ingin rasakannya. Apa jadinya bila cintaku ini seperti coklat, manis pahit rasanya, mungkinkah aku akan suka? Walau cinta terus
Sampai ke ujung dunia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kekasihku, sayangku, ku ingin kau tahu, hati ini kan selalu menantikan cintamu. Kaulah yang pertama yang memberi arti cinta.
Selalu merindukanmu, ku kan tetap selalu menjagamu. Jangan ada kata berpisah. Pegang erat janjiku, yakinkan di hatimu.
Selalu untukku,
tak akan ku kau satu di hatiku. Ku akan selalu di sampingmu, tak ku biarkan kau jauh. Untuk selamanya ku tetap di hatimu.
Seperti ini pada akhirnya,
Semua waktu yang pernah kita lewati bersama nyata hilang dan sirna. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa terjadi dan simpan untuk jadi story. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia.
Tersenyum di diam tanpa kata.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, we have also another information that we would like to share you, listeners. It is related to, you know, the target and even the action of Indonesian government to delete about more than hundreds of items of pornographic contents. In this case, Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs has taken down nearly 380,000 items of pornographic contents as of May 18th in an effort to maintain a safe, comfortable, and productive digital environment for all. Director General of Cyberspace Supervision at Ministry, Alexander Sabar, stated that these items were part of 1.8 million pieces of harmful digital content removed since October 2024. He also emphasized that the ministry is prioritizing the swift removal of pornographic material to limit its spread online and to protect children from harmful exposure. Sabar also noted that the ministry recently received public report regarding Facebook groups promoting explicit content leading to the blocking of six such groups. Since October 20, 2024, the ministry has blocked 29 Facebook groups, 50 accounts, and 19 posts of violating anti-pornography regulations. Moreover, he also said that 17 accounts on the social media platform X were taken down for sharing similar content. And then, to further combat digital threats, the ministry has launched round-the-block patrols to monitor and prevent the spread of inappropriate content online.
Hanya demi Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasolamis. Kasolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasolami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasolami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasolami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Bisikan naluri batinku, serukan hasrat milikimu. Meski walaupun taruhannya, tegakkan dapat penuh lagi. Biarlah tarikan nafasku, menyentuh ke dasar jiwamu. Biarlah langit jadi saksinya, akulah sudah sama cinta. Yakin kau masih bisa mencintaiku lagi, meski kau tak coba untuk berpaling. Ini niat suciku, ku rela kau buat ku tersiksa, segera buat senamamu. Bisikan naluri batinku, serukan hasrat milikimu. Meski nyawa pun taruhannya, tegakkan dapat kamu lagi. Biarlah cari ke nafasku, menyebabkan
menyentuh ke dasar jiwamu. Biarlah langit jadi saksinya, akulah sudah salah cinta.
As Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Tak
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
www.voinews.id. Listener, what you are doing right now is what you are going to get in the future. So how busy you are today, just try to divide or manage your time to do anything that can make yourself, that can make your capabilities improve, listener. Building capacity is important for you because this can make your target be achieved, and even this can make your abilities much better than before. Well, listener, related to this, we have also another wise word. It is now from Bung Tomo. He said, "One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place." Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is also well known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
Kesalahanku mungkin ingin bertemu masih ada, ingin memeluk masih ada. Sayang kini tak bisa, kau telah memilihnya. Oh mungkin saat hatiku masih sayang, salahku memutus cinta dan kini ku menyesal. Rindu hanya di dalam hati. Andaikan aku tak terkesan memutuskanmu karena egoku, hati ini tak akan begini.
Thank you. hati kau tetap terindah. Selalu di hati.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona, terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang di sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves, and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu,
Lisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Bulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Bulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Bulisan Tourist Village head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Bulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Kata kiri setelah beribu debat panjang.